Parliament is retooling and empowering parliamentary committees to enable them to perform their oversight and legislative duties effectively in the coming year. The House will, from the next meeting, start the implementation of a scheme to ensure unimpeded access to funds allocated to the various committees. The Deputy Majority Leader, Alfred Agbesi, who said this in an interview with Radio Ghana, stated that the House is taking steps to resource the committees so as to stop them from soliciting for support from the very institutions they are to oversee. He spoke with parliamentary correspondent Dominic Mulogi.
The first thing is that when we begin a year, every committee is allocated some amount to do its work. The problem is that the release from the central body does not come as early as possible to enable the committees to go and do their work. This round, we have decided that we are going to escrow the amount that will be given to each committee, so that at any time, when a committee wants to work, they just go to the account and take the money and go. We will not be messing up the account of the committee with that of parliament, so that at any time, maybe the money will be vied for another thing, the money will be used for another purpose. This time around, committee money will be set aside and put in an account ready for the committee to work. They only have to get approval from leadership and then they go and do the work. That is why we're saying that this time we are going to see a different parliament. A parliament that is up on its feet, a parliament that is decided that look what is happening, that every year parliament is taking on yes over the expenditure by institutions without don't see anything. This time around we are going to be up and doing so that we see that this arm of government is performing the duty assigned to it properly.
Still on the committee with this escrow account that you talk about, this year there were issues where some committees went to RLG seeking for sponsorship and all that. With this system that you're talking about, would that end the practice where committees go out there to look for money?
Of course, committees go out there looking for money because the amount allocated for them to do their way may not be really available and they need to do the way at a certain time. That is the reason why they do go out. Now, if we escrow the account and the money is there, they don't need to go somewhere else looking for it. Maybe they will say that the money that's allocated for them is not enough to cover the activity they want to undertake. That is another issue. But as far as we are concerned, if the money, the little that we are located for is available, they must be able to manage it and then do the work that has done to them. So to a large extent, this way we are going to stop most of the committees going out seeking favor, seeking assistance from other bodies. We want to stop those things. For instance, a committee may depend on the central government to empower it to go and do a work. If that happens, that committee may which gets money from a certain body going to do oversight function with that body may necessarily bring us anything good. So we want to stop that one. Indeed, the Parliamentary Service Board is to come out and then we see how much each committee will be allocated for the work for the year. If that happens, we hope that going here and there looking for money will come to stop.
Mr. Agbesi, who is the MP for Ashaiman, in a New Year message entreated Ghanaians to cultivate the habit of speaking positively of the country and avoid indulging in negative tendencies which draw back progress.
Ghanaians, and for that matter, people in my constituency, to think positively. Negative feeling and thinking is not pushing us anywhere. Definitely, there are bound to be few problems here and there, but let us focus and think positively because we hope that things will move the way we want it to go. The year 2014 is going to be good for us. Well, of course, when the energy problem was affecting all of us, Parliament cannot be left out. When the economy was not moving as we all expected it, Parliament could not have been left out. Particularly when the election precision was on, a lot of people were skeptical as to what was going to happen to Ghana and what is going to happen even to Parliament. So we were all looking on until the verdict was given. And so we started to have hope. And so Parliament, I would say that even though we had problems, but it's not what we could not surmount. So we did surmount all the problems. And so we have to put behind 2013 and move on.
What should Ghanaians expect from Parliament in 2014?
Our duty is to make laws, not unmindful of the fact that we also assist development as a development agent. So whatever we as Parliament put on board to make law, very good law for our people, we'll do that. Of course, the oversight of responsibility of Parliament, which people think we have not been doing as they expect, they should expect that now we are all awake and we are going to be very, very, very upright in looking at what we should do, particularly in oversighting the executive body. Again, there are some bills pending before us and we look at them as early as possible. In fact, I'm happy to say that most of the bills that are pending are before the various committees, and during this recess, most of the committees are going to be working on, and when we come back, they are possibly ready to be laid. So, in fact, I am very hopeful that this year is going to be good for us.